This session is on setting the stage for truth-telling and also serving the needs of the applicant in Christian love. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, you are indeed the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And you will send the bright morning star, our Lord Jesus Christ. And Holy Spirit, you are indeed the one who indwells each and every heart on this search committee. And I pray that as Jesus Christ returns someday, that the work that is done on this committee will indeed merit his great statement, "Well done, good and faithful servants." We pray, O God, that as we get into the core of how to do a proper screening and background investigation, that you will give us that settled mind that settles down on making sure we honor you by honoring your word. And we believe if we do that, O God, that you will honor that word and give us the honor of showing us who is the right man or woman for that position in which we are seeking on behalf of the local church. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Setting the stage for truth-telling, it's key. And here's a way to do that in the Christian context. As the chairman of the search committee, you could, for instance, begin the interviewing session like this. Our Lord Jesus Christ expects us to speak truth. We know that's true because Matthew 5:39 tells us it's true. Let our yes be yes and our no be no. The Holy Spirit will only meet us here in this interview if our yes is yes and our no is no. So we must be committed to lovingly speak to each other with candor, forthrightness, and transparency. As a search committee, we pledge to do this. Will you agree to do this as well? And after the person says yes, at this point the chairman should begin a prayer to ratify this agreement, and the applicant should be invited to close that prayer. Now, like I say, you've brought out the big guns. You've brought out the Bible. You've brought out the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You've brought out the idea of covenant, of making an agreement between Christians, and you have ratified it in prayer. You have brought out the big guns. I only wish I had this amount of leverage when I was a background investigator in the sheriff's office. Unfortunately, I did not. But you do. And the Holy Spirit will indeed, in my mind, meet you as you set the stage for truth. Now, it's also important at this part of the process of interviewing to communicate to the applicant that you are not only a spiritual people, and then you're praying about this, as you've already indicated, but you're also a practical people. So be completely upfront about the fact that you will be conducting a comprehensive background investigation. And that principle of that comprehensive background investigation is found in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 17. And it's important for us, I believe, at this time to read that to establish how clear the Bible is on this. This is the way King Solomon puts it. The first to plead his case seems just until another comes and examines him. It is important that you see both sides and that you do your due diligence and you communicate that to the applicant. Now the second is to serve the needs of the applicant in Christian love. Tell the applicant what impresses you or impressed you about them and their qualifications. You are the search and screening committee, but you are also called to serve your fellow Christian. See this moment as a God-given opportunity to wash the feet of this disciple. You might not call them to your church, but most likely another church will. So make sure you send them on their way, built up, stronger than ever, because they have had contact with the Holy Spirit in your search committee. However, Do not promise them anything, as the EPC manual states. Thank the minister and remind him that the interview is not a commitment on the part of either party. Let them know that they are indeed a good gift, but you are making sure, in the words of James 1:17, that they are the perfect fit for your congregation. Let them know that they are one of many applicants. Do not promise anything. If you do promise something, their ability or their tendency to speak the truth will clam up. They must know that they have to earn this. And even though you're going to state that to them up front, it's still good to build them up. We are Christians here, brothers and sisters. Let's speak words of edification to that applicant. Also, it's important to remind you, do not play games. That means to manipulate the pastoral candidate. The EPC manual clearly says special care should be given to make certain that unintended pain is not inflicted on any applicants. And I might add, intended pain should not be inflicted on any applicants. Please do not play the role of the Jack Bauer. You are not interrogating an terrorist here, but you are interviewing a servant of God. King David taught us he had two opportunities to kill Saul, and he didn't take them because Saul was God's anointed. Brothers and sisters, these people that come before you are servants of God. It is not up to us to interrogate them. They have done nothing, as far as we know, to interrogate them. So do not play that role. You know, some people like to play the good cop and the bad cop. Well, frankly, that is only effective in certain particular situations. But brothers and sisters, we have all been redeemed by the power of God's Son to no longer play the bad cop. We, the Christian church, we are a bunch of good cops. And when someone comes into your interview room, please, please be what God has called you to be, the good Samaritans, the good cops. We do not need to resort to the tomfoolery of the bad cop routine. We are no longer partners to the ways of darkness. We are now in the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God's Son, and we ought to act accordingly. Also, there are some people who love to play the stone face on the committee. In fact, I was in an interview once where one person never said a word to me. They crossed their arms and they were the stone face. This is an old military technique that is often used against people. Why play the stone face in the committee? Do you think God really is calling you to intimidate a fellow Christian that his son died for? I don't think when you get to heaven and you go before the throne of God, you're going to get kudos for intimidating a fellow Christian. It's not necessary. It's not helpful. It doesn't bring anything to the interview process. I recommend that you don't do it. And don't feign your views as a committee in order to decipher the applicant's true views on the subject under dialogue. In other words, don't tell him, oh, we don't know what we really believe about that doctrine, when in reality you're 100% in agreement. There's no reason to use these blackball tactics. Remember, Jesus calls us from dark tactics and, as I said, has guided us into the kingdom of light. Therefore, be committed to the fact that truth elicits truth in the kingdom of God. Truth-telling by the committee will beget truth-telling by the applicant. The most powerful force on earth is speaking the truth in love. Be absolutely committed to it. Please join me in prayer. O Lord, may the words of our mouth that are based upon the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.